Let's take a look at some farm news here on your Friday. Iowa Republicans took a strike at Senator Ted Cruz of Texas this week, saying his hold on the nomination of Iowa's Bill Northey to the Department of Ag will harm his political standing. As Cruz continued his attack on the renewable fuel standard Wednesday, speaking at Philadelphia Energy Solutions' so-called anti-ethanol rally, the Iowa Republican Party warned Cruz that continuing the hold of Northey would risk him losing political support from Iowa. Cruz won the Iowa caucus during the 2016 presidential campaign. Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman said, "Cruz has entertained this political position far too long and it's becoming increasingly harmful to both Iowans and the ag industry at large." Northey, the Iowa Ag Secretary, is staring down a March 16th deadline to either file for re-election for his state post or remain in limbo on Capitol Hill. According to Politico, meanwhile, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he's circulating a letter to other senators to gain support that would overcome Cruz's filibuster of the nomination. The reason an East Coast refiner filed for bankruptcy appears to be much deeper than the renewable fuel standard that Philadelphia Energy Solutions, known as PAES, is blaming. Senator Cruz spoke Wednesday claiming the RIN market was the downfall of the refiner, but bankruptcy documents perhaps suggest otherwise. Filings show a rail facility built to accept crude oil for the facility often sat idle, even though the refiner was making quarterly payments to use the rail yard. The refiner was paying $30 million per quarter to the rail yard owner, North Yard, which along with the refinery is owned by Carlyle Group. Reuters reports the deal guaranteed lucrative payouts to Carlyle, regardless of whether the refinery benefited from the arrangement. When oil market conditions made the rail shipments unprofitable, the refinery took heavy losses while investors continued to collect large distributions for 2 years, collecting at least $594 million from PES before it collapsed. Refiners without the necessary blending facilities, such as PES, are required to purchase regulatory credits, known as RINs, from firms that do such blending. The refiner, however, failed to pay a large portion of that obligation and still owes the EPA about $350 million. Texas Senator Ted Cruz did speak this week before the workers at a bankrupt Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery. Again, he blamed the bankruptcy on the RIN credits. Well, the National Corn Growers Association's Kevin Shunas says that Cruz is way off base. He says the nation's oil refineries are showing double-digit profit increases, but the problems of Philadelphia Energy Solutions were self-inflicted. That company's investors put their interests ahead of the workers' interests, he says, and it's disingenuous for Cruz to say he's looking out for refinery workers when he's really looking out for Wall Street investors who made bad business decisions, yet still ensured they got their payouts first, putting refinery jobs at risk. He adds the EPA, university experts, and financial analysts all confirm that refinery owners aren't facing RIN price impact because they recover any cost through the price they get for their refined product. Cruz is trying to upend the RFS to bail out refiners who opted not to invest in blending infrastructure, Schoonis says, so they'll blend renewable fuels and get biofuels credits. Mexico purchased 10 times more corn from Brazil last year than it had previously. Reuters says that's due to the uncertainty regarding the potential outcome of NAFTA negotiations. Mexican government data and top grain merchants all say they fear supply distribution from the U.S. if the White House ever followed through on its threat to withdraw from the pact. Mexico is already on track to buy more corn from Brazil in 2018. That's a move that hurts an already struggling U.S. ag sector faced with low commodity prices and rising South American competition. U.S. farmers, food processors, and grain traders have spent months trying to make sure relationships don't fall apart if NAFTA negotiations do. They're trying to protect over $19 billion in sales to Mexico buyers of corn, soybeans, poultry, and dairy. Despite that, Mexican corn importers from Brazil are climbing, totaling over 500,000 metric tons in 2017. That's a more than 900% jump over the previous year. The purchases all came in the last 4 months of 2017. That's been a look at farm news here on KLGR.